Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for summer 2021 and is presented to you by readers Glynis and Gay and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life for everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. The stories in this issue are themed around the key areas where we are making a positive difference to people's lives. Topics include the following. Green Borough. Maintaining an attractive and sustainable environment that residents value and which can allow residents and businesses to thrive. Health and well-being. Improving health and well-being and enabling, supporting and creating sustainable communities. We want all our residents and people working in the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives. Economy. Securing sustainable economic growth, high yet stable employment and a shared prosperity for residents. It is about ensuring every one of us has a good standard of living in strong, safe and sustainable communities. Housing and development. Creating homes and communities to meet residents' current needs. To help support a buoyant housing market, it is essential that there is sufficient supply of suitable, high-quality homes that can meet the diverse needs of residents. Building new homes and communities provides opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet their changing needs.
Borough bounces back. Retail, leisure and hospitality businesses emerge from lockdown. Eastleigh Borough has seen the green shoots of recovery this spring as businesses, leisure attractions and the hospitality industry emerge from a gruelling year of coronavirus lockdowns and other restrictions. The Council's Reopening High Street Safely campaign, designed to get residents using their local retail centres, has thrown a spotlight on some real gems among the borough's shops, restaurants and other services, which have all found ways of trading through the COVID crisis. More than 1,000 residents responded to a survey to help the council understand how people feel about their local high streets and retail areas. The borough's performing art venues went dark and popular wellbeing and fitness facilities were forced to close their doors. Residents will welcome the return of The Point and the Berry Theatres, who are putting together exciting new programmes, as well as the popular places Leisure Eastleigh and the revamped Wildon Swimming Pool. A summer events programme is being organised and there will be plenty for all the family to do at Itchen Valley and Lakeside Country Parks, which have provided a welcome sanctuary for many people during lockdown. Meanwhile, the council is investing more than £1 million in local play areas that are likely to be hugely popular over the summer. The borough's business community has faced unprecedented challenges over the last 14 months, and the council have distributed over £31 million to help keep companies afloat and protect local jobs. There was more good news when a site next to Southampton Airport was chosen as one of the locations for the new Solent Freeport, a move that could see £2 billion injected into the local economy and created 50,000 new jobs. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "As a council, we're committed to promoting the prosperity of the borough, and it is good to see a year of hard work paying off as businesses welcome back customers and our much-loved amenities reopen." Bus services returning. As coronavirus restrictions are eased, bus services, which had been suspended or operating on a reduced timetable, are gradually returning. Blue Star Routes 1, Southampton to Winchester, and 2, Southampton to Fair Oak, are running as usual. Zellabus has returned to pre-COVID levels with the return of Sunday buses. A more frequent timetable for the X9 to Coldon Common and the X6, X7 to Charnas Ford and Hiltonbury. First bus service 6, Southampton to Netley and Hamble, has returned to pre-COVID service levels, and service 8, Southampton to West End and Hedge End, has an improved weekend timetable and restored peak journeys to the Lock Road area of Hedge End. Keep up to date by visiting websites bluestarbus.co.uk/coronavirus, zellabus.info/updates, or firstbus.co.uk/Southampton.
Greener Borough. Food waste recycling for flats. Residents living in flat blocks could soon be able to recycle their food waste. The weekly collection service has been available to people living in houses for several years. Following a successful pilot last year, the council is able to provide this important recycling opportunity to people living in flats. It will be rolled out on a block-by-block basis across the borough. We are writing to residents when the service becomes available in their block and providing them with a kitchen caddy, information leaflet and a free roll of compostable caddy liners to help get them started. A new large food waste bin will also be delivered to the block communal bin store. Recycled food waste is turned into renewable energy and a useful soil conditioner. The move follows the successful introduction of fortnightly glass collections across the borough in March. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/food waste. Remember to number your bin. We're urging residents to number your bins to prevent them from being taken in by a neighbour by mistake. As of June, residents will be charged £25 for a replacement black refuse bin in accordance with our domestic waste and recycling policy. Please make sure you bring your bin in from the pavement as soon as you can once it has been collected. This will help keep pavements clear for pedestrians and reduce the chance of your bin going missing. We're also taking steps to recover unauthorised additional black bins. The number of black bins allocated to a property is based on the occupancy of the household. To reduce waste and encourage recycling, we will only collect additional black bins from households that meet the eligibility criteria.
Tree nursery continues to grow. The council's tree nursery at the 1 Horton Heath development is in full swing. Hundreds of young trees are now growing at the site, as well as dozens of more established trees, soon ready to be planted out into the community. There are also 2 large polytunnels filled with pots of seedlings. The trees growing at the nursery will go some way to achieving our target of having 160,000 more trees in the borough by the year 2030. Cabinet Member for the Environment, Councillor Rupert Carl, who recently visited the site, said, "Part of our strategy to reduce carbon in our atmosphere is to plant more trees in the borough. The trees grown in this nursery will also provide habitats for wildlife, clean air, natural scenery, and mental health benefits for residents. We eventually want to get the community involved in planting out the trees and will engage with schools, community groups and local businesses so everyone can be involved in creating a green legacy for generations to come. Adol Mella, a horticultural apprentice with the council, has been working at the site. She said, "I am very conscious of the environment and I want to try to do something to help in any way I can. As far as I'm concerned, every tree and every seed is a step in the right direction." Create a buzz around the borough. Roadside verges planted with wildflowers. Meadows have been planted at 11 borough sites, including the BMW garage in Charnas Ford, Upper Northern Road in Hedge End, and Woodside Avenue in Eastleigh. Two different types of seed mix have been used: Cornflower and Meadow, featuring cowslip, buttercup, daisy, and knapweed amongst wildflowers. Wildflower meadows are an important environment for native wildlife, especially pollinators like bees and butterflies. They are also loved by people who enjoy the amazing array of colour they add to the scenery. You don't need a roadside verge for a wildflower meadow. You could dedicate a patch of land in your garden to get the wildlife and scenic benefits of a meadow on your doorstep. See website eastleigh.gov.uk/wildflowers to find out how to grow your own.
New electric cargo bike hire scheme available. A new electric cargo bike hire scheme is now available to businesses and other organisations in Eastleigh to help them reduce air pollution when transporting goods and making local deliveries. A fleet of 10 electric cargo bikes will be available to businesses and educational, charitable, community and voluntary sector organisations. Trialling a RIDES, Realising Innovative Deliveries in Eastleigh and Southampton, e-cargo bike is free and organisations can hire them for anything from a weekend event to a longer trial period of up to 3 months. The scheme allows organisations to see how using a greener, more sustainable delivery method can work for them, at the same time as reducing congestion and improving air quality in the local area. Find out more at website myjourneyhampshire.com/rides. Help for those on low incomes to reduce energy costs. People on low incomes whose homes have an energy efficiency rating of D to G are being invited to apply for grant funding of up to £10,000 to up their energy rating and save money on energy bills. The Borough Council, along with other local authorities, has secured funding from the Green Homes Grant Local Authority Delivery, LAD, scheme. Unlike the National Green Homes Grant Scheme, which ended on the 31st of March, the LAD scheme is operating until September 2021. Warmer Homes is being run by Agility Eco and is available to those on low household incomes who are at risk of fuel poverty and are living in properties which have an energy efficiency rating of D, E, F or G. Warmer Homes provides up to £10,000 per household for certain measures to improve their energy efficiency rating, such as wall insulation, air heat pumps, or solar PV panels, as well as other secondary measures. As well as saving money on energy bills, making energy efficiency improvements to your home is one of the best ways to reduce your carbon footprint and tackle climate change. The scheme operates on a first-come, first-served basis until September 2021, so be sure to get your application in early. To apply, visit website warmerhomes.org.uk/insulation or phone 0800 038 5737.
Can you burn less, burn cleaner, and burn safely? Bonfires and other types of burning, such as chimneys or fire pits, create harmful air pollution that impact the health of your family and your neighbours. Together with three other local councils in the area, we are asking residents to burn less, burn cleaner, and burn safely. Instead of burning garden waste on a bonfire, compost it or use our popular garden waste collection service. If you can't avoid having a bonfire, only burn dry, untreated wood. Do not burn tires, plastic, or painted varnished wood. Please be considerate of your neighbours, community, and wildlife when deciding the location and timing of your fire. Be aware of the impact of air pollution. Don't allow the fire to smoulder or produce a lot of smoke, and avoid days with poor air pollution or unsuitable weather conditions. Always follow fire safety advice. Don't leave a fire unattended. Keep water nearby and children and pets away. Find out more at website environmentcentre.com/woodburning.
Health and well-being. Park sport. Children's sports and activities back this summer. The popular Park Sport summer programme is returning this year to offer children and young people from 5 to 16 years the opportunity to try new sports and activity sessions. The programme runs for 5 weeks over the summer holidays and will see the return of popular activities such as the free skate jams and free swimming, as well as brand new Nerf events across the borough. Introductory sessions to enable young people to try something new, with options to continue should they want to, will be provided by a range of local sports clubs. After a long period without structured activities, Park Sport is excited to help children and young people reconnect with one another this summer. Park Sport is funded by Sportworks, as well as the local area committees, parish and town councils, and supported by a broad range of partners, including sports clubs, activity providers, and facilities. Full details of the Park Sport programme and how to book will become available by the end of June. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/parksport. Mental health and well-being toolkit for young people. In response to the rising concern for young people's mental health and well-being, the Eastleigh Youth Partnership have developed an online health and well-being toolkit. Packed with videos and content created by local providers, the toolkit aims to give young people resources they can use to manage their mental health and general well-being, including exercise classes, cook-along sessions, coping techniques for stress and anxiety, and links to local and national support agencies. Developed in consultation with local schools and young people, the toolkit can be used in class and at home to support the promotion of activities and ways to maintain good mental and physical health. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/EYP.
Developer helps residents get active. The health and well-being of residents at Pembers Hill Park, Fair Oak, is benefiting thanks to free gym membership at Wyvern Sports and Leisure provided by developers Drew Smith. As part of the support for the new community, Drew Smith are working with Wyvern Sports and Leisure to provide each resident over the age of 16 with a free gym membership throughout June. Simon Mason, head of sales and department, said, "It is important for us that when we build new homes, we also create and ensure that they are filled with a vibrant and thriving community. Drew Smith supports the mental health charity Mind, and we understand that keeping active can support a healthy well-being, and it's great to announce this as part of Mental Health Awareness Week. Winner announced for Hilton Bree Lakes competition. Earlier in the year, we ran a children's competition to help design a new sign for the Hilton Bree Lakes site. We received lots of amazing entries, which the judging panel enjoyed looking at. The winner was Sophie Moore, aged 11, with her picture of a kingfisher. Four runners-up also produced lovely artwork are Beatrice Water, age 4, Cordelia Noyce, age 7, Izzy Jones, age 7, and Isabel Mugford, aged 12. The new signage is part of the Rejuvenation Project and will give the younger members of the community a chance to be involved in the improvements to this local beauty spot. Hilton Bree Lakes, which is owned and managed by the council, is currently undergoing a transformation to restore its historical woodland, improve the water flows, remove invasive plants, and protect the local wildlife. More work is due to take place at the site over the summer, including repairs to the weirs, which create the series of lower ponds, a feature of the old Edwardian water gardens, which were part of the original Murden House, continued path improvements and replacement of old bridges. Surveys will be undertaken over the summer to monitor the return of specialist wetland plants around the lower ponds following the removal of invasive laurel and rhododendron bushes. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/Hiltonbury Lakes.
New Year Boost. This year's New Year Boost offered beginner courses and a new weight loss programme aimed at adults who are doing little to no exercise. The popular local sport and activity provider courses included the successful Couch to 5K, as well as new martial arts courses in household pairs and the local Man vs Fat small-sided football league. Due to national restrictions, most of the social, supportive and COVID-safe courses have only just started, giving residents that boost to feel and look healthier after an unsteady 2020. The Man vs Fat Football League begins on the 18th of June and there are still spaces available if you would like to sign up. Included this year was a weight loss programme in a new partnership with local small businesses, Helm. It offered residents a 10-week programme to form a healthy and sustainable lifestyle, no quick fixes, tailored to their everyday lives. The team provided one-to-one support and group seminars to achieve over £100 collective loss. Participants also reported an improvement in their mental health. A participant said, "It's been a wake-up call for health and fitness, delivered by two enthusiastic chaps who have tailored the plan as we've gone along, rather than to be prescriptive." For more information and to sign up for the Man vs Fat Football, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/NYBoost.
60 to 74, don't forget your bowel cancer screening. The uptake of screening for bowel cancer is low in Eastleigh Town and the surrounding areas, so the council has teamed up with Local Primary Care Network, PCN, to raise awareness of bowel cancer symptoms and increase the take-up of screening. Screening kits are sent every 2 years to those aged between 60 and 74. The test is completed in the comfort of your own home and the results are back in a few weeks. This is for people with no symptoms and is one of the best ways of finding bowel cancer early. The PCN and the council urge residents to take the test as soon as they receive it. Bowel cancer is the third most common cancer for both men and women in the UK, and the second most fatal. Symptoms include bleeding from your bottom and or blood in your poo, a persistent and unexplained change in bowel habit, unexplained weight loss, extreme tiredness for no obvious reason, a pain or lump in your tummy. If you experience any of these symptoms, do not hesitate to contact your GP. Start the conversation and ensure your loved ones don't ignore their latest invite for screening and are aware of the symptoms. Early detection saves lives. Learn more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/bowel cancer awareness.
Get back on your bike. As COVID restrictions ease, lots of people will start returning to offices and other workplaces. Many may continue to work from home for at least part of the week, but we're encouraging those making the commute to swap four wheels for two and bike back better. Cycling has many advantages over driving a car. It builds exercise into your day, boosts your mental health, saves you money, and helps the environment. Many are already enjoying the benefits, with 28% of people saying they'll cycle more than before the pandemic. We've created a few tips to help you get back on your bike. 1. Plan your route. Apps like Komoot, website komoot.com, make planning your route easy, telling you how much of your route and which parts are covered by cycleways, how flat or hilly it is, and even what surfaces you'll be riding on. 2. Get confident. If you're feeling a bit rusty or you're not confident riding on the roads, My Journey, website myjourneyhampshire.com, offers free cycle confidence sessions through Monty's Bike Hub and Bespoke Biking. 3. Prep your bike. Get your bike ready the weekend before. Make sure tyres are inflated, brakes are working properly, the chain is oiled, and lights have enough battery power. 4. Prep yourself. Make sure you are wearing a helmet and visible clothing. On longer journeys, it's also a good idea to take some tyre levers, a spare inner tube, a bike pump, a multi-tool, and a bike lock. 5. Give yourself an incentive. By registering with Love to Ride, website lovetoride.net/Southampton, you can win prizes by just cycling for 10 minutes or more. 6. Have fun. The best way to make cycling a habit is to start pedalling. If riding to work feels like too much right now, how about riding to a friend's house or just for enjoyment? For more cycling advice, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/bikebackbetter.
What's on? Connect for families. Itchen Valley Country Park and Pylands Wood Community Centre, Burselden, hosted a programme of free holiday activities and healthy food for over 70 people on each activity day. Connect for Families, a partnership between Park Community School and Romsey Community School, coordinated the programme with funding by Hampshire County Council for disadvantaged children across Hampshire. Itchen Valley Country Park also facilitated the Connect for Youth project, where 30 teenagers were able to take part in activities including bushcraft, life skills, and funky format dance. Visit websites eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP-events and thepointeastleigh.co.uk for updates on Connect 4 activities. Conserve wildlife with your family. Following the lead of John Muir, a Scots-born conservationist who believed in exploring and conserving wild places, a series of family conservation tasks for children aged 7 upwards and their grown-ups will be starting at Itchen Valley Country Park. Each conservation task will be based at sites across the borough and involve different skills. During each task, we will explain what we are doing, why and how it will help wildlife at the site. These are free sessions. After all, you will be helping us. But you will need to book online, as there are limited spaces available. See listing for details or visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/countryparkeventbookings. Parties at the park. Itchen Valley Country Park's popular barbecue area and Kingfisher Room will be available for hire from the 21st of June, subject to government guidance. BBQ hire accommodates up to 60 people and is available from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hire charges are £48 Monday to Thursday or £64 Friday to Sunday. This includes a free parking permit for the person making the booking and a 5 kilogram bag of charcoal. Extra bags of charcoal can be purchased from the cafe. The Kingfisher Room is ideal for a family celebration or to book alongside a barbecue for shelter, just in case. It seats 25 people and is available at weekends and school holidays between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. for £65. Booking for these facilities can be found online at eastleigh.gov.uk/parties-in-the-park.
Seasonal highlights from June, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. Starting in June, there will be seasonal highlights, walks, featuring 5 of the best things to see, appearing on occasional Saturdays. Aimed at adults, but families are welcome to join, these free walks will last about 1 hour and run at 10:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. with a seasonal theme. They will be announced on our Facebook page in the week leading up to them, but will cover 5 trees, 5 flowers, 5 butterflies, etc. Follow us at facebook.com/Itchen Valley Country Park. Family conservation task, Himalayan balsam pulling. 3rd of June, 10 a.m, 11:30 a.m. Families with children aged 7 and above. Lakeside Country Park. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/countryparkeventbookings. Summer social. 4th of June to the 28th of August. The Points Garden Stage, Lee Road Recreation Ground. Wednesday and Thursday, on selected evenings, pop-up events. Friday and Saturday evenings, summer social music and pop-up bar. Bar from 5 p.m, live music from 7 p.m. Saturdays, live music at the bandstand from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Sundays, family picnics with a theatrical twist. From the 20th of June until the 25th of July, 2 p.m. Sunday, summer social yoga, £6 a ticket. 20th of June until the 25th of July, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Events are free unless stated, but places have to be booked in advance at website thepointeastleigh.co.uk. Rambert Dance Showcase, 25th of June, 7:30 p.m. The Point. Rambert School is proud to present for performances by final year degree students the culmination of 3 years immersive and inspirational training. Website thepointeastleigh.co.uk. Comedy at the Park, 27th of June, Itchen Valley Country Park. Improv Troupe, The Noise Next Door. Known as the quickest wits in comedy, present two comedy at the park shows on Sunday, 27th of June. Website thepointeastleigh.co.uk.
Walk and Talk, selected dates in July and August, Itchen Valley and Lakeside Country Park. Well-being walks allow people to enjoy nature and meet new people for a friendly chat. The walks, funded by King's Community Church, include a hot drink and cake from the Woodland Cafe. Book online to reserve a place. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/country park event bookings. Willow Basket Workshop, 10th of July, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, Itchen Valley Country Park. Willow Weaving Workshop at the Park, £65 per person. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP-events. Live at the Park, A Night of Take That plus Spice Forever. 23rd of July, Itchen Valley Country Park. Website thepointeastleigh.co.uk. Family Conservation Task, Ragwort Removal, 3rd of August, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Families with children aged 7 plus, Itchen Valley Country Park. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/country park event bookings. Meadow Sweeping for Mini Beasts, 5th of August, 11 a.m. 2 p.m. 3 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. These sessions are bookable on the day. First come, first served. £5 per child, age 5 plus. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP-events. Wild Things Adventure Trail, 7th of August to the 4th of September, Itchen Valley Country Park. This summer holiday, keep your eyes peeled for a QR code virtual trail where you will be zapped into a mystery land of creatures who like to test, trick, and challenge. Created by the talented young people from the Point Youth Ensemble, this poster trail will send you winding through the woods to meet these wild characters and begin the adventure. Open up your phone camera and point at the QR codes to access the adventure story videos online. Watch them in the location and let your imagination run wild. Family Conservation Task, Rhododendron Regrowth Clearance, 11th of August, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Families with children aged 7 plus, Hiltingbury Lakes. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/country park event bookings.
Story Time and Butterfly Walk, 14th of August, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. These sessions are bookable on the day, first come, first served. £5 per child, aged 3 and above. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP events. family conservation task, sapling removal on the heathland, 17th of August, 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Families with children aged 7 plus, Telegraph Woods, website eastleigh.gov.uk/country park event bookings. Sensory walk, 19th of August, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. A sensory adventure for families. These sessions are bookable on the day. First come, first served. £5 per child, aged 5 and above. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP-events. Cinema at the Park. Dirty Dancing. 20th of August. Itchen Valley Country Park. Website thepointeastleigh.co.uk. Cinema at the Park. Back to the Future. 21st of August. Itchen Valley Country Park. Website thepointeastleigh.co.uk. Eastleigh Mellor. 29th of August to be confirmed. A celebration of the borough's Asian and other cultures, featuring traditional music, dance and mouth-watering cuisine. The event is organised by the Eastleigh Asian Welfare and Cultural Association. Website awca-eastleigh.org.uk. An interactive story in the woods. 31st of August, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. These sessions are bookable on the day. First come, first served. £5 per child, aged 3 and above. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP-events.
Bat Walks. 10th and 11th of September, 6:45 p.m, Itchen Valley Country Park. Adults and families with children aged 7 or above can come along to find out all about these special creatures from a member of the Hampshire Bat Group. You will go on a walk through Itchen Valley Country Park with bat detectors, trying to hear the bats and identify them from the frequency of the sound. £7 per person. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP-events. Willow Bird Feeder Workshop, 11th of September, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. Willow Weaving Workshop at the Park. £35 per person. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP-events. Eastleigh Unwrapped, 11th and 12th of September. Lee Road Rec and Greta Park. Unwrap the gift of shared live experience in Eastleigh Town Centre and Hedge End. This year, Eastleigh Unwrapped spills across 2 dates and 2 locations, with a family festival feel to present high-quality, hand-picked live performances free. Family Conservation Task, Coppicing, 25th of September, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Families with children aged 7 plus. Itchen Valley Country Park. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/Country Park Event Bookings.
Get set for the Point's Super Summer Social. A super season of outdoor and participatory fun is in store at the Point. This includes the popular Summer Social Festival, which returns from the 4th of June to the 28th of August. The packed programme includes lots of outdoor fun, complete with a fantastic garden stage lineup on the Lee Road Recreation Ground, next to the venue. Enjoy pop-up events from the local community, live music and the pop-up bar on Friday and Saturday evenings. Or why not bring along a picnic to the park and listen to live music at the bandstand on Saturdays. On Sundays from the 20th of June until the 25th of July, book for 10 a.m. yoga, £6 charge, and family picnics at 2 p.m. The Points Cafe is now open with coffee, cake and new light lunch and children's menus. Summer classes will be in full swing and there will also be a new outdoor cafe kiosk open daily. The council-operated venue has been granted the use of Society of London Theatre and UK Theatre's See It Safely mark and is an improved Visit England We're Good to Go venue. Cabinet Member for the Health and Social Policy, Councillor Tonya Craig, Business Manager at the Point Eastleigh, said, "It's fantastic that our arts and culture team are able to bring back summer social, and for even longer this year. Residents will be able to make the most of being outside with light evenings, together again, to enjoy a programme of safe and social opportunities." Website, thepointeastleigh.co.uk.
Mountbatten Hampshire Sunflower Walk, a charity close to the hearts of Eastleigh Borough Council staff that manages the Mountbatten Hospice in West End, is looking for sunflower walkers this summer. The 5-mile sunflower walk takes place at the Broadlands Estate, Romsey, on Sunday the 4th of July, or if you can't make that day, you can walk the sunflower walk your way. Much needed funds from this event ensures that expert teams can continue their important work for the growing number of people and families who need them. The Borough Council was the winner of the charity's Volunteering Award for supporting Mountbatten Hampshire by looking after their gardens during the pandemic, when many of their regular volunteers were unable to. To register, visit website mountbatten-hampshire.org.uk or call 023 8454 880. Walk and Talk, a fortnightly walk to meet new people and explore the country parks through the season. Regular walks in nature improve mind and body. Join us for a socially distanced stroll and a chat with refreshments. Itchen Valley dates, Thursday the 8th of July, Thursday the 22nd of July, Thursday the 12th of August, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, postcode SO303HQ. Lakeside dates, Wednesday the 7th of July, Wednesday the 21st of July, Wednesday the 4th of July, 1 to 2 p.m. Lakeside Country Park, Wide Lane, Eastleigh, postcode SO505PE. Book online to reserve a place, website eastleigh.gov.uk/countryparkeventbookings and click on Wellbeing Activities.
Economy. Support your high street. Residents across the borough are being encouraged to support their local high street through a new gift card scheme. The Eastleigh Borough gift card is now available for purchase and is aimed at enticing people to spend money locally and help support the neighbourhood retail centre. Many businesses across the borough have now signed up to be part of the scheme, which is designed to give local shops a boost and to remind people to support businesses in their local area. The card is a great way to get people back out visiting the high street again, as many non-essential businesses reopen their doors following national restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Businesses that have already signed up for the gift card include cafes, restaurants, shops, beauticians and pubs. The scheme is free to join, and as long as the company accepts MasterCard payments, they can sign up and allow customers to spend money in their establishment. We're now offering businesses in the borough the chance to win a loaded gift card for themselves. Complete registration by the 21st of June to be in with a chance of winning a borough gift card with £250 to spend in any of the venues that have already signed up to the scheme. To find out more, visit website easley.gov.uk/borough gift card. For terms and conditions, visit website easley.gov.uk/easley-borough-gift-card competition. Hedge End Village Regeneration. A new supermarket on the former Budgeon site in Hedge End has moved a step closer, following the acquisition by the council of adjacent properties to the site, located at Upper Northern Road. The viability of any regeneration scheme was reliant on the purchase of all the properties in the area of the village centre. Cabinet Lead for Community Projects and Hedge End Councillor Ian Corbyn said, "I'm pleased that the council has now acquired the shops in Upper Northern Road, as it now presents a fantastic opportunity for us to plan for the regeneration of our village centre. It means we can ensure these businesses have a future in Hedge End, and at the same time, bringing forward plans for a new supermarket when details are worked up. Good central parking and keeping the popular new market must be part of any forthcoming plan."
Portrait of Eastleigh winners. A six-month photography course hosted in Eastleigh as part of the Interreg 5A Pontoon European Regional Development Fund project reached fruition in March. Throughout the course, participants learned how to shoot and produce photos following a few different themes, and the competition entitled Portrait of Eastleigh was a great opportunity for everyone involved to put their newfound skills to the test. The winners of the Portrait of Eastleigh competition were Telvinda Robinson first, June Robert second, Amanda Percival third. Borough Gems. As part of our Reopening High Street Safely project, we're celebrating retail gems and highlighting some of the incredible businesses which can be found in every corner of the borough. Our borough gems include a range of businesses from around the area, including dog groomers, cafes, restaurants, pubs, bike shops, beauticians and hairdressers. One of our featured businesses is Hursley Cafe in Hursley Road, run by Malik Yuzmanov. He's been in busy since 2017 and takes great pride in serving his local community. The cafe is well known for its food and drinks, especially its breakfasts and very popular thick milkshakes. To comply with government guidelines, Malik has made some alterations inside the premises. He's installed new embossed screens between tables, hand sanitizers, and accommodated social distancing to welcome everyone back inside now that lockdown restrictions have eased. Hursley Cafe has recently signed up to be part of the borough gift card, allowing customers to spend their gift cards on food and drink from the cafe. If you are a fan of borough business, nominate it as a gem by emailing rhsa eastleigh.gov.uk. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/borough-gems.
Help for NEET young people. A new scheme to give young people job and training opportunities and divert them away from offending is being launched by the council, working with the Vivid Housing Group and a range of other partners. The Changing Direction for Success, CDS, project will target NEET, not in employment, education or training, young people, encouraging them to get involved in learning new skills. This should improve their motivation and focus, help in their social and emotional development, and enhance their career prospects. It should also make them more financially independent and less likely to rely on benefits. The CDS project will aim to provide an alternative to antisocial behaviour and the temptation to get involved in criminal activity, increasing community safety in their neighbourhoods and lessening the burden on local police. Youth Employment Hub. This month, we opened our Youth Employment Hub helpline, which is designed to help young people with advice and guidance when thinking about their future careers and the opportunities that are available to them. The council has teamed up with Test Valley Borough Council, New Forest District Council and Winchester City Council to help young people access the service in the South Solent area. The hub will create a valuable platform for young people to make their road to employment successful. The helpline aims to reduce the barriers for young people aged between 16 and 24 and help them with CV writing, preparing for interviews and other employment advice which can be accessed via helpline service. To access your local authority helpline, please call Sue Edgeley on 0787 666 1525 or email sue.edgerly@eastleigh.gov.uk. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/youth-employment-hub.
One Horton Heath latest update. Planting underway at new open space. New habitats with rich native planting and habitat ponds have been created to transform a 13-acre informal green space for communities to enjoy. The site is adjacent to the new Allington Lane roundabout, which after 10 months of construction is now open to traffic. It unlocks the northern access route into the development and is part of a major new link road connection. Watch our latest video on our YouTube channel. Inspiring young people. One Horton Heath aims to encourage young people to learn more about development and inspire them to look at careers in the sector. Through direct involvement in local education initiatives, the project is helping to raise awareness of roles in the industry and prepare students for the world of work. Launched in March, the Place Creators Project released a collection of 13 career videos for parents, teachers, and employment representatives to use. The videos are a unique insight into real-life career stories from professionals who are actively working on the project. A new toolkit of classroom tasks for primary and secondary students to complete as an add-on to the videos will be released later this year. The last 6 months has also seen the team deliver workshops to over 250 students at Wyvern College and Eastleigh College, raising aspirations about careers and sharing with student employers' expectations in the workplace. The workshops support the project's Careers Education Support Programme, helping younger residents understand the breadth of job roles and opportunities for employment and learning. The team are now developing opportunities for on-site educational learning from this autumn and are presently in discussion with local colleges. Lee Hampton, One Horton Heath Skills and Employment Manager, said, "This will give students an immersive introduction to the site. They will experience what it is really like working on this development, whether that be a hands-on role creating new homes or learning about the preservation of the nature areas across the site." For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/placecreators. If you would like to find out more about educational employment and learning initiatives at One Horton Heath, please email lee.hampton@eastleigh.gov.uk.
New training centre relocates to site. The team has welcomed to site the Roots Skills Centre. The centre will utilise a quarter of an acre of the site to deliver a youth training hub. The new facility, accessed from Fir Tree Lane, will accommodate bespoke indoor classrooms and a new outdoor garden space for training and activities. Can we support your community project? One Horton Heath is welcoming interest from community representatives or groups who are involved in running community or educational-led activities or groups who require outdoor space. Visit website onehortonheath.co.uk to get in touch. Find out more and keep up to date on the development list. Website onehortonheath.co.uk or email onehortonheath@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Your council, Eastleigh's new mayor. Councillor Cynthia Garton is the new mayor of Eastleigh, following the mayor-making ceremony on the 20th of May. Cynthia, who represents the Hedge End South Ward, has been a borough councillor for 5 years and is currently chair of Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee. She has also been a Hedge End town councillor for 12 years. Cynthia said, "I'm very excited about my mayoral year. I'm looking forward to a positive future where I will be able to meet with as many residents as possible and celebrate this great community of Eastleigh Borough and the place we call home." Cynthia has chosen the Mountbatten Hospice in West End and the Remembrance Avenue, currently under construction at Itchen Valley Country Park, to benefit from her mayor's charity appeal this year. Councillor Adam Manning, who represents Hamble and Netley Ward, was invested as deputy mayor for the year. Local people honoured. The outstanding contribution to high altitude mountaineering by a member of the borough's Nepalese community has been recognised with the Freedom of the Borough. Nirmal Nims Purja, MBE, is one of the world's greatest high-altitude mountaineers and is a legend within the extreme mountaineering community, having conquered all 14 of the world's 8,000-metre-plus peaks in 6 months and 6 days, smashing the previous record of just under 8 years. His charitable foundation supports young talent regardless of race, culture or religion.
Citizens of Honour. Three borough residents have been recognised as Citizens of Honour. Stan Newell for his services to the community and the Netley and Hamble branch of the Royal British Legion. Melanie Phillips for encouraging recycling and raising money for Kicks Count. And Pat Statham for her services to the community, especially the Asian Welfare and Cultural Association and One Community. Due to current restrictions, ceremonies to award these honours will take place later in the year. New councillors. Following borough council elections on the 6th of May, the political makeup of the council is now Liberal Democrat, 32 seats, Independent Group, 5 seats, Conservative, 2 seats. We're pleased to welcome 4 new councillors. A. Steve Broomfield, Conservative, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Ward. B. Anne Buckley, Liberal Democrat, Hiltingbury Ward. C. Dave Kinlock, Liberal Democrat, Botley Ward. And D. Tanya Park, Liberal Democrat, Eastleigh North Ward. Parish Council, County Council and Police and Crime Commissioner elections also took place on the 6th of May. The full results are available at website eastleigh.gov.uk/elections.
Housing and Development. New YMCA Community Centre. New centre, cafe and day nursery in North Stoneham opens. The community centre, which is owned by Eastleigh Borough Council and run by the YMCA Fairthorne Group, forms an important part of the North Stoneham local centre, creating a welcoming and friendly space for the community to enjoy. The nursery provides high-quality childcare places for up to 95 children, whilst the community facilities include a bright and spacious cafe, a community hall, youth room, health space and meeting room. Councillor Alex Bourne, Chair of Eastleigh Local Area Committee, said, "It's great to see North Stoneham evolving and becoming a thriving community with many residents already in their new homes. This is a great new community facility and will be very popular, and I'm delighted that it's now open. For nursery places or to make community bookings, please contact website eastleigh@ymca-fg.org or visit ymca-fg.org/Eastleigh. Southampton Airport Planning Application. The Council resolved to grant planning permission for the runway extension at Southampton International Airport in April 2021. The decision to permit the application is subject to a range of conditions and the completion of a Section 106 legal agreement addressing important issues arising during the construction and operational phases of the development, including environmental air quality and noise issues, health, transport and ecological issues, together with a carbon strategy to reduce emission from the airport's own operations and a plan to encourage employment of local residents. At the time of going to print, the planning application is still under review by the Secretary of State. We will communicate the outcome on our website and social media channels as soon as we receive it.
Consultation on the main modifications to the local plan. Following hearing sessions held between November 2019 and January 2020, and in January 2021, the planning inspector has requested the council consult on the proposed main modifications to the submitted local plan. They include the deletion of the strategic growth option and associated link road, amendments to some settlement gaps, and a range of other more detailed modifications. The inspector has not asked for the plan to allocate any new land for housing. There are therefore no proposed modifications to allocate any new land for housing in this local plan. The council has also prepared modifications to the policies map that show the main modifications and a schedule of additional modifications, which are minor changes to the local plan. Subject to council approval, the consultation on the main modifications to the local plan 2016 to 2036 will run from Wednesday the 9th of June to Wednesday the 21st of July 2021 and will be available at website eastleigh.gov.uk/main-mods-consultation. To view the main modifications and accompanying documents and for information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/localplan2016-2036. Documents will also be available to view at local libraries, parish and town council offices and at Eastleigh House. Please note that there are currently restrictions on opening times and the availability of printed documents due to coronavirus.
Your community, protecting our trees. We have recently dealt with a number of incidents of destruction of trees in the Horton Heath, Fair Oak and Botley areas of the borough. We reiterate that we adopt a zero-tolerance approach to the destruction of trees in our borough. We recently issued a temporary stop notice on any further development works at Scorries Copse, Horton Heath, and the council's enforcement, environmental and legal teams are now currently working together to carry out thorough investigations into incidents by contractors at Allington Lane, Fair Oak and Woodhouse Lane, Botley. Cabinet Leave for Environment, Councillor Rupert Carl, said, "Local people should be assured that we will not tolerate any illegal destruction of our natural environment, and in all cases the Council's enforcement, environmental and legal teams will ensure appropriate courses of action are taken against those responsible, including when it is on our own or other private public sector contractors. If residents witness what could be the illegal removal or destruction of trees, they should contact the council on 023 8068 8000. Strong enforcement against tree destruction. Eastleigh Borough Council has secured a strong series of enforcement measures against the land and landowner of Scorries Copse at Horton Heath. A stop notice came into effect on Sunday the 9th of May that replaces the temporary stop notice which expired on Monday the 10th of May. This stop notice cannot be appealed. The stop notice means that all engineering works must stop and no further works are permitted without consent from the local planning authority. All the tree waste must also be removed and the land must be restored to its previous levels to enable the woodland soils to recover. A tree replacement notice came into effect on the 4th of June 2021 and requested 37 English oaks with a minimum of 14 to 16 centimetre girth and a height of 2.5 metres, together with 613 whips of hawthorn, hazel, alderbuckthorn and blackthorn must be planted. These must be planted by the 31st of March 2022 in the next planting season that runs from November to March.
new councils for Central Eastleigh. Two new councils are being created for the central area of Eastleigh. A recent public consultation, part of the Community Governance Review, CGR, indicated that householders were strongly in favour of more locally focused decision-making, and borough councillors have responded by approving the creation of two new local councils. A town council for Central Eastleigh and a parish council for Boyett Wood, with both areas seen as having clear and separate identities. Residents will be given a greater say in how the budget for local services, such as the maintenance of open spaces and play areas, and the management of community buildings and cemeteries, is spent. Elections of new parish and town councillors should take place in May next year. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/EastleighCGR. Food Bank says a big thank you. The Eastleigh Basics Bank is marking a decade of helping local residents in financial difficulty by saying a big thank you to the many people who have provided support over the years and helped them give out enough food to feed 25,000 people for 1 week since opening in 2011. Chairman Dan Brain said, "We are so grateful to the many people and organisations who have contributed to the Eastleigh Basics Bank over the last 10 years, from volunteering and fundraising through to regularly donating a few items from their weekly shop. We are so proud of our community and what we have achieved together, and we just wanted to say a big thank you." The big thank you involves local businesses, schools and churches displaying banners and posters, and a leaflet drop to local residents. To find out more or to donate, visit website eastleighbasicsbank.co.uk.
Remembrance Heroes, can you help? This year, the Eastleigh, Charnisford and District Branch of the Royal British Legion are celebrating their 100th anniversary. Over the past 100 years, they have been providing financial, social and emotional care and support to all members of the British Armed Forces, past and present, together with their families. To commemorate this anniversary, we are planning to proudly highlight some of the men and women whose names are featured on the Eastleigh War Memorial, in the Borough News and through our social media channels. If a member of your family is listed on the War Memorial, please get in touch with some details about them and a photo so that we can tell others about what they did. You can send any information to steve.collins@eastleigh.gov.uk or call 023-8068-8205. Help shape local services. Hampshire County Council is inviting local residents to join the Hampshire Perspective Residents Forum and help develop and improve services to meet the needs of Hampshire residents. Forum members will have the opportunity to have their say on a wide range of topics, from social care to climate change and economic prosperity, with a current focus around shaping Hampshire's future as it recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic. Hampshire County Council are keen to hear from residents ages 18 to 34 and people from minority communities, so their views can be heard too. The only criteria is you must be over 18 and live in Hampshire. It will take just 5 minutes to provide us with your feedback, and forum members will typically be contacted once every 3 to 4 weeks. For more information or to register your interest, please visit website hants.gov.uk/Hampshire-perspectives.
More police resources for the borough. Borough residents are benefiting from extra police resources. These have come into effect over the last few months. Since November last year, 7 newly recruited police officers have joined the neighbourhood teams for Eastleigh and Hedge End. 6 new PCSOs will also be joining the Eastleigh area. Alongside these new recruits, 5 serving officers have also joined the Eastleigh and Hedge End team. Eastleigh District Chief Inspector Marcus Cater said, "We are delighted to welcome new recruits and officers into the Eastleigh area. They will bring a wealth of knowledge and experience to our policing efforts. Local residents will benefit from more officers being able to tackle crime in the community and bring those responsible to justice, while supporting victims at the same time. Every month we ensure our patrols are focusing on those areas and locations that the community highlight to us as based on crime or antisocial behaviour that is reported to us through 999 101 or our online reporting website. It is important the community keep telling us what is happening locally, so that we can ensure our teams are looking in the right places to help those who need us. I look forward to working with the community and Eastleigh Borough Council to maintain their safety and ensure our teams continue to work effectively and to protect the streets."
News Roundup. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. New water filling station. A filling station for water bottles has been installed at the Lapstone Playing Fields Pavilion. As well as keeping thirsty users of the facilities hydrated, it will also help reduce the amount of single-use plastic in the village. £28,000 upgrade for play area. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, BIFOHH, Local Area Committee, LAC, has agreed to £28,000 to upgrade the play area at the top of Church Road in Bishopstoke. The funding will come from contributions by developers. Tree corridor improved. Over £13,000 has been allocated by the LAC to extend the tree corridor project across the area, creating greener and leafier neighbourhoods. This reflects the borough-wide commitment to plant more trees in response to the climate and environmental emergency. Integrating new residents. Helping residents of new housing developments settle into the BIFOHH community will be the role of a new community worker. The LAC has approved the appointment of a community integration officer to lead on ensuring that residents in new neighbourhoods, starting with the Pembers Hill development, become part of the wider community. It is hoped that this person will be in post by 2022. The role is being funded by developer contributions. Blooming Bishopstoke. If you'd like to make Bishopstoke bloom, the Parish Council is offering help for any residents who like to plant wildflowers. They can provide a range of support, from putting you in touch with the right people to get permissions, to get involved in planting. Please contact Clark at bishopstokepc.org if you're interested.
Eastleigh Community Grants. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee, ELAC, received a wide variety of applications for community grants from groups across Eastleigh, Aldbrook and Velmore. The grants panel awarded funds to a number of local initiatives, including a grant to Eastleigh Hard of Hearing, towards outings and a new board games for its members. Money for 4 new trikes for Cherbourg's Little Stars preschool, along with an award to Youth Options to fund Access Nature activity days for young people and their families. Free Space Skate Park. The repair of the Free Space Skate Park and BMX track that was vandalised with a mechanical digger in November is a priority project for ELAC. An initial budget of £150,000 has been set aside by the committee, but further external grant funding could double this up to £300,000. ELAC recognise that this facility is really important to young people and will be working with them to explore possible alternative locations within the area that might offer better access as well as natural surveillance. Community Garden. A steering group has formed to turn a disused multi-use games area, Muga, into a community garden for residents on land to the rear of the Salvation Army building in Blenheim Road. Residents will be asked for their thoughts and ideas on turning this area into an urban green oasis. Further details to be announced soon. The Muga has successfully relocated to Grantham Green, where it is proving very popular.
Hedge End, West End and Botley. Hatch Farm Skate Park. A feasibility study for a skate park at Hatch Farm, the Willows, is underway. Residents and young people will have the chance to share their views once the specialist designs have been received. Further details to follow soon. Barnsland Recreation Ground. West End Parish Council is seeking the views of residents living in Barnsland and adjoining roads about improvements to the local recreation ground. Some initial ideas include planting a wetland area, keeping the kickabout area, improving drainage, and introducing picnic and seating areas. This is currently out to public consultation, and as part of the project, the Parish Council is also keen to improve the footpath links to the new open space at Hatch Farm. Community and Youth Grants. The Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee received 31 grant applications and awarded £10,522 to local groups. These included funding for the 3rd West End Guides for compasses and map holders to help young people enjoy the outdoors. Botley Village Football Club for help with replacing some old kit for its members, and Hedge End Junior Cricket for help to replace the cricket training nets. Many other local groups have been successful and been awarded a grant to help with the vital services they provide in our community.
Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury. Cancer Support Programme. Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury Local Area Committee, CFH, has allocated £384 to provide an online emotional support programme for people affected by cancer, delivered by Wessex Cancer Trust. Outdoor Classroom for Scantabout. Funding of £500 was allocated to Scantabout School to provide an outdoor classroom. This money comes from the CFH Community Grants Budget. Hedge End, West End and Botley. First full-size artificial 3G pitch for Hedge End. Local people will benefit from the provision of new sports pitches in Hedge End, including the area's first full-size floodlit 3G football pitch, following the decision by the local area committee to grant planning permission for the exciting new local facilities. The pitch is part of the new Deer Park School on Woodhouse Lane and will be available for the wider community to use, along with changing facilities and a multi-use activity hall. Latitude Play Area opening soon. The new play area at Latitude, Hedge End, is currently under construction. It is designed for children up to 12 years of age and will provide a range of equipment, including a wheelchair-accessible spin-me inclusive roundabout. There will also be a metal bow-top fence surrounding the park. This play area is funded by the developer as part of the community benefits outlined in the planning requirements as agreed by the council. Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound. Mercury Hub extending opening hours. The Mercury Library and Community Hub in Hamble have extended their opening times. In addition to opening on Tuesdays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m, they're also open on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local Area Committees, LAC, are made up from elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications, traffic management, and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the council to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7 p.m. 29th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact andrew.thompson@eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 8357. Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound, 6 p.m. 23rd of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 3367. Charnisfold and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. 15th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact ross.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 3367. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. 8th of June and 14th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddock@eastleigh.gov.uk, phone 023 8068 3369. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. 27th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWeb or contact kitty.budden@eastleigh.gov.uk.
New local area manager for HEWEB. Kitty Budden is the new local area manager for the Hedge End, West End and Botley, HEWEB. Kitty was previously the council's principal planning officer and she replaces Julia Blurt, who is the council's new executive head of organisational development. Kitty is looking forward to meeting members of the HEWEB community and can be contacted via email at kitty.budden@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, S0509YN. Telephone 023 8068 8000. Facebook and Twitter at Eastleigh BC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Distribution period. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News fall after the last copy is delivered. However, some events may occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but we are keen that events get as much publicity as possible. Eastleigh Borough Council makes no representations, endorsements, warranties, or guarantees, and is not liable for any loss or damage in relation to any advertisement placed in the Borough News.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for summer 2021 and was presented to you by Gay and Glynis. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label, or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time then, this is goodbye from Gay.
Goodbye.
And from me, Glynis.